good number here at the chapel, and there's some on Zoom and joining us as we speak. So what if we just open with a word of prayer?
我们开始前我们先来祷告。
O God, our Father, how we bless and thank you that you are God of all grace.
主啊，我们的天父啊，我们感谢您，您是所有恩典的神。
Lord, we thank you for your mercy.
我们感谢您赐给我们的怜悯。
That in your mercy, Lord, you had compassion upon us.
在您的怜悯和慈爱中，您同情我们。
And by your great love, you sent your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, as our Savior from sin.
而出于您的大爱，您把您的圣子派下来，把我们从我们的罪中救出。
But, O Lord, we thank you that you showered on us beyond your mercy. You showered grace upon grace to us.
但主啊，您不只是怜悯我们，您还在我们身上浇灌了无数的恩典。
And we, who are not worthy of anything, you...have given us an inheritance with our Lord Jesus.
主啊，我们并不配得任何东西，但您却借着基督给了我们一份遗产。
Now, Lord, as we open your word tonight, as our brother Jürgen once again opens the scriptures to us, we pray, Lord, that our hearts might be encouraged to trust you more.
主啊，我们今天翻开您的话语，求您能够打开我们的心，让我们的心能够更多的相信您。
And we bless you and thank you in that great and worthy name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
是吧？我们的感恩是奉那伟大配得的名，耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you very much.
那谢谢大家。
Jürgen, please.
Thank you and good evening. Greetings to all of you.
那大家晚上好。
Good to be with you again as we continue looking at some of the wonderful stories that Jesus told.
很高兴今天又和大家见面啊，然后让我们可以有机会来看一些耶稣来给我们讲的美好的故事。
It has been said that a parable is an earthly story with a heavenly meaning.
所以一个比喻或者一个寓言呢，是一个地上的故事，但是有着天上的含义。
And we've been looking at some of that heavenly meaning in some of the stories that he told.
所以我们之前看过了一些啊，他所讲的故事中这些属天的含义。
And tonight I would like to go back to Luke 15 and look at a part of the third parable that we didn't look at previously.
所以我们今天要翻回到路加福音的15章，然后来看一个我们之前没有看的寓言。
First, I want to tell a story about an English evangelist that was greatly used of God.
那首先呢，在开始之前，我想跟大家讲一个关于一个神大大使用的传教士的故事。
This man was very gifted in preaching the gospel, and many people turned to Christ under his ministry.
这个人神给了他很大传福音的恩赐，有很多人听见了他的讲道就归向了神。
However, this man fell into sin and left the ministry and stopped fellowshipping at a local church.
但是呢，不幸的是呢，这个人后来就是陷到罪里，然后停止了传道的故事，甚至不去他当地的教会了。
Time went by, and finally this man came to repentance and sought God's forgiveness.
但是随着时间过去，最后呢，最终这个人愿意悔改，回到了神面前。
He was restored to fellowship in a local church and began to attend regularly.
他重新回到了当地教会的聚会，并且非常规律的参加。
However, he thought that because of his fall into sin, he could never serve God the way he had done before.
但是呢，他认为因为他又陷到了罪里，所以他不能够再像以前服侍主那样服侍他了。
However, some years went by and finally,He received invitations to once again preach the gospel.
但是呢，几年之后呢，他收到了一封邀请，来邀请他去传讲福音。
He began to preach again, and God used him wonderfully.
他又重新开始讲道，并且神再次大大的使用他。
On one occasion, he was invited to a large church, and he was waiting to go up to the pulpit to preach.
那有一次呢，他来到了一个很大的教堂，他正在等待上台去讲道。
Before he did, somebody handed him an envelope.
那在他上去之前呢，有人递给了他一封信。
He pulled out the letter.
Sorry, what's that?
He opened the envelope and pulled out the letter.
他打开了信封, 然后把里面的信抽了出来。
It said, we know all about your past, and if you dare to preach tonight, we are going to make known all that you have done.
那这个信里写的是呢, 我知道你过去所做的一切事情, 如果你今天胆敢上台去讲道, 我们就会让所有人都知道你以前所做的事情。
What should he do?
那他应该做什么呢?
He came up to the pulpit.
他上了讲台。
He pulled out the envelope.
然后他把这个信封拿出来。
And he read the letter.
他把里面的内容读了出来。
And he said, what this letter says is true.
然后呢,他说这封信上写的都是真实的。
There are many things in my past of which I am greatly ashamed.
那在我的过去有很多很多的事情让我感到无比的羞愧。
However, I come this night not as someone who is perfect, but as someone who has been forgiven.
但是呢,我今天来了,不是作为一个完美的人来了,而是作为一个被赦免的人来了。
All of us are in the fellowship of believers not because we are perfect, but because we have been forgiven.
那所有我们在座聚会的基督徒,我们并不是因为我们都是完美的,我们是被赦免,我们被赦免。
I don't know who wrote that letter, but sadly, the attitude is all too common among those who claim to follow Christ.
我并不知道是谁写的这封信,但这样的态度对于很多跟随基督的基督徒来说都是类似的。Some
people think that grace should not be dished out too generously.
那有的人认为呢,恩典不会是慷慨地给你的。Some
people think that we should be careful about being too merciful and too forgiving.
那有的人认为呢,我们要小心我们不能得到太多的怜悯,不能太受赦免。In
chapter 15 of Luke, we have the story of a lost son who came home.
那在路加福音的15章,我们有一个浪子回家的故事。
The one who wasted his inheritance and made a fool of himself came home.
这个人浪费了自己所有的遗产,所有的资财,然后回到了家里。
The one who had dishonored the family name came back to his father.
这个人使他的家族蒙羞,但他最终回到了他父亲的面前。
And he was received with hugs and kisses and gifts.
但他却接受到了拥抱,亲吻和礼物。
He was welcomed with a huge celebration.
他回来有一个巨大的宴席为了欢迎他回来。
It was a wonderful, joy-filled moment.
这是一个非常快乐的,非常开心的时刻。
And it looks like a very happy ending to the story, but then the parable suddenly turns in a new direction.
这个故事看起来有一个非常完美的很好的结局,但是呢,它马上转向了另一个方向。
And here the story goes in an unexpected way.
那这个故事来到了一个不曾预想的方向。
Turning his eyes to the Pharisees and the religious scholars in his audience, Jesus continues his story.
那耶稣现在抬头看向他的听众,这些法利赛人,耶稣继续的在讲这个故事。
We're going to read from Luke 15, starting at verse 25.
我们要从路加福音15章的25节开始读起。
Now his older son was in the field, and as he came and drew near to the house, he heard music and dancing.
那时大儿子正在田里,他回来离家不远,听见作乐跳舞的声音。So
he called one of the servants and asked what these things meant.
便叫过一个仆人来问是什么事。And
he said to him, your brother has come, and because he has received him safe and sound, your father has killed the fatted calf.
仆人说,你兄弟来了,你父亲因为得他无灾无病地回来,把肥牛犊宰了。But
he was angry and would not go in. Therefore his father came out and pleaded with him.
大儿子却生气不肯进去,他父亲就出来劝他。
So he answered and said to his father, Lo, all these many years I have been serving you. I never transgressed your commandment at any time, and yet you never gave me a young goat that I might make merry with my friends.
他对父亲说，我服侍你这多年，从来没有违背过你的命，你并没有给我一只山羊羔，叫我和朋友一同快乐。
But as soon as this son of yours came, who has devoured your livelihood with harlots, you killed the fatted calf for him.
但你这个儿子和娼妓吞进了你的产业，他一来了，你倒为他宰了肥牛犊。
And he said to him, Son, you are always with me, and all that I have is yours.
父亲对他说，儿啊，你常与和我同在，我一切所有的都是你的。
It was right that we should make merry and be glad, for your brother was dead and is alive again, and was lost and is found.
只是你这个兄弟是死而复活，失而又得的，所以我们理当欢喜快乐。
Everyone is joyfully celebrating the return of the lost son, and then the older brother shows up.
那浪子回家了，所有人都在开心地庆祝，但是现在呢，他的大儿子，他的哥哥出现了。
He arrives home after a hard day's work and is surprised to see a huge party is underway.
他完成了今天一天辛苦的工作，然后回到家里，很惊讶地发现有一个巨大的宴席。
So he asks one of the servants, what's going on?
所以他问了其中一个仆人，发生了什么？
And the servant says in verse 27, your brother has come, and because he has received him safe and sound, your father has killed the fatted calf.
那在27节这个仆人说，你兄弟来了，你父亲因为得他无灾无病的回来，把肥牛犊宰了。
Now, upon hearing such great news of his brother's return, you would expect a shout of joy from the older son.
那你可以想象，如果你是这个大儿子，听见他的弟兄完好的回来了，你应该期望他也能够像其他人一样欢呼起来才对。
Surely he will toss his farming tools aside and run into the party and give a hearty welcome to his long lost brother.
他应该丢掉他的农具，跑向宴席，给他的长久丢失的他的兄弟一个巨大的欢迎。
But that's not what happened.
但这并不是那时候发生的事情。
The older brother is angry, and he refuses to go in.
他的哥哥非常的生气，并且不愿意参加。
So the father goes out and appeals to his son.
所以呢，父亲出来来劝他。
And the young man says, Look, I've been serving you all these years, and I've never disobeyed your orders.
那这个哥哥说呢，我服侍你这么多年，我从来没有违背过你的命令。
But you never gave me a young goat so I could celebrate with my friends.
但你甚至都没有给我一个羊羔，让我可以和我的朋友一同庆祝。
But when this son of yours who has squandered your property with prostitutes, he comes home and you set up a big party for him.
但这个你的这个儿子和娼妓一同败坏了你的家产，他一来了，你倒为他庆祝，为他宰了肥牛犊。
The young man is furious, and he refuses to join the celebration.
所以呢，这个哥哥，这个大儿子很生气，很嫉妒，他不愿意去参加这样的宴席。
If anyone deserves a banquet, it's him, not his brother who messed up so badly.
如果任何一个人配得一个宴席，那应该是他自己，而不是他这个到处出去放荡的弟弟。
The elder brother cannot understand how this loser of a brother could deserve such a huge celebration.
这个哥哥不能理解，像他弟弟这样的失败者怎么可以有配得这样一份如此大的欢迎仪式。
How can you make a big mess of your life and then be welcomed home as if you were a great hero?
如果你已经把你的生活搞得一团糟了，你怎么可以回家却像一个英雄一样回家了呢？
It's not right. Forgiveness should not be dished out so freely.
这是不对的，赦免不应该就这么简单的被给出去。
This young man seems to have a point.
那这个哥哥好像有点道理，听起来。
Misconduct should not be rewarded in this manner.
那就是错误的生活，糟糕的生活不应该被奖励。
This crazy celebration makes no sense at all.
这样一个近乎疯狂的庆祝不应该就一点也不合理。
It's not right. It's misguided. It's unthinkable.
这是不对的，这是会误导人的，这是没有经过思考的。
The party looked to him like one big mistake.
那他看起来整个这个宴席都是一个巨大的错误。
This celebration is wrong. It's crazy and it should not be.
那这个庆祝它是就像疯了一样，它是错误的，它甚至不应该开始。
Now, our Lord had a habit of inserting an extreme element into some of his stories.
那我们的主有一个习惯，他会把他的性情放在一个故事里。
In one of his parables, a man receives forgiveness for a debt of money that was astronomical.
Could you please repeat that again?
In one of his stories, Jesus tells of a man who receives forgiveness for a debt of money that was huge.
在其中一个故事里呢，耶稣对一个人说呢，对，就是这个人领受的赦免其实是非常一大笔欠债。
In another parable, he has a farmer scattering seed crazily in every direction and even on the most unpromising soil.
那在另一个故事里呢，他像一个疯狂一样的农夫，他在各个的土地上都撒种子，甚至是那些石头地、路上的地。
In another parable, he has farm workers getting paid more than 10 times what they had coming to them.
那在还有一个故事里呢，他的这些雇工，他得到的赏就是工资呢，甚至十倍高于他应该得到的。
Someone has called this the scandalous mathematics of grace.
那有人称它为这种就是疯狂的恩典的数学啊。
And it crops up constantly in the stories that Jesus told.
最后呢，我们回到就是这些都在耶稣所讲的故事之中。
But the worst example is right here in the story of the lost son.
那这样赦免的最坏的故事就在这里，就在这个浪子的比喻这里。
Here we have a boy who was a father's worst nightmare.
那现在我们有一个孩子，他是父亲最糟糕的梦魇。
He disgraces the family and throws his inheritance to the wind.
他使他的家族蒙羞，他把他所有所得的一切遗产从父亲那里领受的都像丢进风里一样浪费了。
He messes up badly and he lives with the pigs.
他把自己搞得一团糟，甚至要住到猪圈里和猪一起住。
And when the loser comes home, he gets honored like a hero.
但像这样的失败者回到家里之后，他却像一个英雄一样被荣耀了。
And the older brother thinks something is wrong with this picture.
所以这个大儿子觉得这样一幅图画一定哪里有些问题。
The Bible talks about the foolishness of the gospel.
那圣经告诉我们圣经告诉我们他的愚蠢，圣经的愚蠢。
Paul talked about that in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 18.
那保罗在哥林多前书的一章十八节提到了这一点。
He said, for the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God.
因为十字架的道理在那灭亡的人为愚拙，在我们得救的人却为神的大能。
To many people, the gospel looks like foolishness.
所以对很多人来说，这本圣经看起来非常的愚蠢。
We serve a God who provided salvation through the foolishness of the cross.
我们服侍的神，他借着愚蠢的十字架的道理，向我们供应了救恩。
He is a God who gives a ridiculous amount of mercy to sinners.
他是一位给了我们一个甚至高到滑稽的数字的恩典给到我们这些罪人。
He is a God of extreme grace and extreme mercy.
他是一个拥有极大的恩典，极大的怜悯的神。
The elder brother sees this clearly and it really bothers him.
大儿子很清楚地看到了这一点，但这个非常的搅扰他。
It's not because his brother had been welcomed and forgiven that he is angry.
他并不是因为他的弟弟被欢迎了，被原谅了就很生气。
To forgive a wayward son is fine, but he cannot accept the extravagant welcome that was given to him.
原谅一个浪子是在他眼中是可以的，但是他不能接受这样的浪子回来了会得到如此大的一个庆祝，如此大的一个宴席。
The father gave his brother a robe, a ring, shoes, and a banquet. They even killed the fatted calf.
那这个父亲给了这个浪子袍子、戒指、鞋、宴席，甚至把肥牛犊都宰了。
To kill the fatted calf is first century language to say it was an incredibly fabulous celebration.
那宰了肥牛犊在第一世纪呢，表示这是一个巨大无比的一个宴席，一个庆祝。
And now his foolish brother is in there dancing and celebrating at the party.
现在他这个愚蠢的弟弟在这个宴席里跳舞作乐开心。
It goes beyond all reason and good measure.
那这个就是这个数额太大了，这完全没有道理。
Of course, let him come home, but to bread and water, not to a fatted calf.
那他如果要回家，当然我接他回家，但是给他酒，给他水喝就给他酒，给他饼吃就好了，而不是一个巨大的宴席。
Let the son come home, but there's no need for a party.
让这个儿子回来，但是没有必要开一个宴席呀。
Brothers and sisters, God's mercy is extravagant and it's abundant.
弟兄姐妹们，神的恩典是充足的，也是巨大的。
The gospel is not just good news, it is fabulously good news.
那这本神的福音并不只是好消息，它是巨大的好消息。
The gospel doesn't just invite the sinner home, it showers him with gifts and blessings.
圣经并没有只是把罪人引回到家中，他更给了他巨大的恩典、荣耀和礼物。
The gospel doesn't just provide forgiveness, it provides forgiveness according to the riches of God's grace.
所以福音并不是只给人提供赦免，它是基于神那丰富的恩慈提供给人赦免。
There's an abundance, there's an extravagance about it.
那在这里有一个充足，有一个巨大的概念在里面。
Look what it says in Isaiah chapter 55, verse 7.
我们来看一下以赛亚书55章的七节。
Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return to the Lord, and he will have mercy on him. And look at this last part. And to our God, and he will abundantly pardon.
第七节说，恶人当离弃自己的道路，不义的人当除掉自己的意念，归向耶和华，耶和华就必怜悯他，当归向我们的神。这里，因为神必广行赦免。
That last phrase that God will abundantly pardon is beautiful.
这里这个广行，神充足的行是非常美好、美丽的。
The Bible says that God will remember no more our sins and our iniquities.
圣经说神不会纪念任何我们的罪孽和过犯。
One poet said, there's wideness in God's mercy like the wideness of the sea.
那圣经有一个地方在讲神的赦免，它的广度就像海洋的广度一样。
For the Pharisees, God's mercy was too wide and too abundant.
那对于法利赛人来说，神的赦免是有点太过于广大了。
It was given out too freely.
就给的太轻易了。
They thought that God should not be quite so generous in loving sinners and showing mercy to them.
他们觉得神不应该这么去爱这些罪人，这么去向他们显明赦免。
The religious leaders were critical of Christ and his treatment of sinners.
所以这些宗教领袖在批评耶稣以及耶稣对待这些罪人的态度。
They thought that Jesus was doing it all wrong.
他们认为耶稣所做的都是错的。
Look at Luke 15, verse 2.
我们来看一下路加福音15章的二节。
And the Pharisees and scribes complained, saying, this man receives sinners and eats with them.
二节，法利赛人和文士私下议论说，这个人接待罪人，又同他们吃饭。
These Pharisees thought that no rabbi should be doing what Jesus was doing.
这些法利赛人认为没有任何一个拉比应该做耶稣所像耶稣一样做事。
Holy men should not eat with sinners, and they were speaking out against him.
这些圣人不应该和罪人吃饭，反倒应该批评他们。
Verse 3 says, so he spoke this parable to them.
所以第三节耶稣就用比喻其实对他们说。
Notice that the parables in this chapter were spoken to a specific audience. It was the religious leaders.
所以注意这里的比喻是对一个特定的人群在说话，就是这些宗教领袖。
Jesus has a story for these religious critics.
那耶稣对这些宗教的批评者，他有一个故事要给他们讲。
All through the Gospels, there's an ongoing conflict between Christ and these religious men.
在这四本福音书里，一直有一个这些宗教领袖和耶稣之间的冲突存在。
Our Lord was confronting their mistaken understanding of God.
我们的主一直在抵挡他们对神错误的理解，错误的认识。
Our Lord was confronting their wrong ideas about his heavenly Father.
他一直在去想要去抵挡纠正他们对他的天父错误的认识。
According to the scribes and Pharisees, the way Jesus was serving God was completely wrong.
法利赛人认为耶稣侍奉神的方式是完全错误的。
If the truth be known, Christ is the only one who ever served God the way he should be served.
但事实上呢，耶稣应该是唯一一个按照正确的方式去服侍神的人。
The religious critics totally misunderstood the nature of God.
这些宗教批评家们，他们完全错误地认识了神的本性。
And the rabbi from Galilee challenged their upside-down notions about his father.
然而这位从加利利来的拉比去挑战了他们对神错误神的认识。
Notice how the Lord does it.
我们注意神是怎么做的这件事情。
He very skillfully inserts the Pharisees into his story.
他非常有技巧的把这些法利赛人添加到他的故事里。
They are about to see themselves in the parable that Jesus tells.
他们可以在这个比喻中看到他们自己，这些法利赛人。
They were about to see themselves in the unforgiving older son who does not want to celebrate with his sinful brother.
他们可以从这个大儿子，这个不愿意庆祝他小儿子受到这么多欢迎和赦免的大儿子身上看到他们自己的影子。
This is where Jesus brings these religious men face to face with the hardness of their hearts.
这就是耶稣如何把这些宗教人士面对面的带到他们心里的刚硬面前。
The elder brother is a perfect picture of the unforgiving Pharisees.
这个大儿子是这些不愿意赦免的法利赛人完美的图画。
Notice his words in verse 29.
注意到他所说，就这个大儿子在29节所说的。
He says, Lo, these many years I have been serving you, I never transgressed your commandment at any time.
他对父亲说，我服侍你这么多年，从来没有违背过你的命。
He kept all the rules and he did it right.
他持守了所有的规矩，他做的所有事情都对。
He has worked hard and has been a good son.
他努力工作，变成了一个好儿子。
He hasn't strayed out of bounds like his brother, and he strongly feels that he should be rewarded for that.
他并没有像他的弟弟那样突破了界限，突破了那么远。他认为他应该为这件事情得到奖赏。
The elder brother has worked hard for many years, and he is proud of his performance.
那这个大儿子努力工作了很多年，他为他所做的这些事情而感到骄傲。
If anyone around here deserves a party, well, it's him.
如果任何一个在座的在当时在座的配得一个就是配得一个庆祝配得一个宴席的话那一定是他自己了。
He's the one who deserves recognition for his many years of service.
他应该得到那个就是因为他过去这几年所做的工作应该得到奖赏。
This is classic Pharisee theology.
这是典型的法利赛人的神学。
The Pharisees probably thought that kid deserves to be punished.
这些法利赛人可能认为这个浪子应该被惩罚。
The father says, in effect, you're right, but instead of that, we're going to give him a banquet.
那但是呢这个父亲说呢就事实上你是对的但是呢我们不会惩罚他事实上我们要给他一个宴席。
The religious experts didn't think the son should be forgiven so freely.
那这些宗教的专家不认为这个浪子应该被如此轻易的被赦免。
But the father responds by throwing the biggest party they had ever seen in the village.
但是呢这个父亲却举行了一个整个村庄最大的 party, 最大的宴席给这个儿子。
This is all rather disturbing to the Pharisees.
那这样的观念对于法利赛人来说是非常搅扰的他们的。
The religious men find this kind of generous mercy rather troublesome.
那这些宗教人士看到这样巨大的赦免他们觉得很恼火。
It frustrates them, and they don't like it one bit.
他们感到很受挫折他们一点也不喜欢他。
There was once a father who set his little son in front of a large mirror.
那就是这样他的父亲把他的儿子放在了一个巨大的镜子面前。
The little fellow was too young to recognize the image that he saw in the mirror, but he enjoyed seeing the face that smiled back at him.
那就是从前有一个父亲啊把他的儿子带到了镜子面前。那这个儿子呢看见镜子里的人他并不认识他但是他很享受里面的人对他微笑的样子。
Suddenly the boy's expression changed as he recognized that the boy in the mirror moved just like him and he seemed to be saying, Hey, that's me!
然后呢这个孩子动了一下呢他就发现里面的人和他也一起动了一下他就说就对这个镜子说哎这就是我。
Jesus was setting the Pharisees up for a that's me moment.
所以呢耶稣在这里把法利赛人带到了这个这就是我的场景面前。
In true elder brother style, they had been annoyed by the way Jesus casually and freely shared meals with lawbreakers and sinners.
他们就像那个大儿子一样他们也被耶稣就是给这些罪人的恩典和他们一起吃饭的这样的赦免而感到受到搅扰很生气。
And now Jesus tells the story of an angry brother fuming outside the father's banquet.
那现在呢耶稣给他们讲了一个生气的大儿子不愿意参加父亲宴席的故事。
The angry brother must have looked strangely familiar to these Pharisees.
那这样一个大儿子对这些法利赛人来说看上去应该非常的眼熟。
Were these critical Jews catching a glimpse of themselves in the mirror of Jesus' parable?
那这些法利赛人有没有在耶稣这个比喻给他们设立的镜子里面看到了自己的样子呢？
In first century Israel, table fellowship established social boundaries.
那在第一世纪的以色列呢，这样的就是餐桌上的宴席呢，是设立一个就是社交的绑带，社交的关系。
The pious Jews ate with pious Jews and sinners ate with sinners.
那些高级的以色列人，他们和高级的以色列人一起吃饭，那罪人和罪人一起吃饭。
People invited people who were their equals to dine with them, not their inferiors.
那人们只会邀请和他同等的人去吃饭，而不是那些低下的人。
It was a way of defining who was in and who was out of your circle.
那这个是一个来定义谁是你圈子里的人的一个方式。
However, for religious Jews, meals took on a deeply religious meaning.
但是呢，对这些宗教的犹太人来说呢，一顿饭其实有一些属灵的就是宗教上的含义。
Eating together was not simply about nourishment, it also meant fellowship with God.
那一起吃饭不仅仅是代表着就是吸收营养，还意味着等于是有团契和神的团契在里面。
And they carefully avoided eating anything that was unclean, and they avoided eating with sinners who were unclean.
所以他们很小心地避免去吃那些不洁净的食物，他们同样也很小心地避免和那些不洁净的罪人一同吃喝。
Contact with sinners was carefully avoided.
和罪人的接触是会被很小心地避免。
Meals could not be shared with those who were unholy.
饮食是不能和那些不圣洁的人一同分享的。
And it is not surprising that the eating habits of Christ were very upsetting to these religious Jews.
所以不让人意外的，就是耶稣的饮食习惯对于这些法利赛人来说就非常的令人生气了。
They were shocked to see him dine with delinquents and lawbreakers.
他们会很震惊地看见耶稣和这些违背了律法的罪人一起吃喝。
They could not understand how he would attend dinner parties in the home of despised tax collectors like Matthew or Zacchaeus.
他们不能理解为什么耶稣愿意去参加这些败坏的税吏，就像马太他们的宴席。
For the rabbi from Galilee to eat in the home of these unclean sinners was shocking to them.
那一个从加利利来的拉比先知，他愿意和这些罪人一同吃喝，这个对于法利赛人来说是很震惊的。
Jesus was doing things that was very troubling for the Pharisees. They did not like it one bit.
耶稣所做的事情，非常的大大的困扰了这些法利赛人，他们一点也不喜欢耶稣所做的。
He was challenging their understanding of God and their understanding of holiness.
那耶稣所做的呢，就是在挑战，这些法利赛人对神的理解，以及这些法利赛人对圣洁的理解。
He was accepting outsiders and welcoming sinners.
耶稣在接受那些局外人，那些圈外人，那些罪人。
Why did our Lord engage in such behavior?
那为什么的，我们的主会这么做呢？
What was he doing?
他在做什么呢？
Well, what he was doing was this.
那他所做的是这个。
He was rearranging people's understanding of God.
他在重新规划人们对神的理解。
He was revealing God as he truly is.
他在显明神真正的样子。
He was giving us a new understanding of God's grace and love and mercy.
他在给我们一个关于神的爱、神的恩典、神的怜悯的一个全新的理解。
What is God really like?
就是神究竟是怎样的？
Listen carefully to what I am going to say.
接下来我说的，大家要仔细听。
God is just like Jesus.
神就和耶稣是一样的。
God is just like Jesus.
神和耶稣是一样的。
Our Lord said in John 14:9, He who has seen me has seen the Father.
在马太福音的14章9节，耶稣说：“看见我的，就是看见了父了；认识我的，就是认识父了。”
We believe in a God who is just like Christ.
我们所相信的神是和基督和耶稣是一样的。
The life of Christ gives us a perfect picture of the Father's heart.
耶稣的生命给了我们一个完美的，关于神的内心的图画。
The God that we worship is a Christ-like God.
我们所敬拜的神是和耶稣，是和基督一样的神。
And Jesus was saying to the Pharisees, You are misunderstanding God.
所以耶稣在对这些法利赛人说：“你们误解了神。”
You are misrepresenting God.
你们在错误地代表神。
He is not at all as you perceive him to be.
他和你们认为他是的那样子完全不一样。
He is more shockingly beautiful and wonderful than anything you can imagine.
他要比你们想象的任何事情都更加的美好。
The Pharisees had reduced holiness to an obsession with minor matters.
他就这些法利赛人其实是在降低圣洁的含义，到了一个很小的概念里。
The Lord Jesus demonstrated a holiness that was delightful, captivating, and beautiful.
但是呢，耶稣在这里表明的圣洁是令人欢喜的，是令人喜悦的。
He demonstrated a holiness that was compassionate and kind.
耶稣所表明的圣洁是充满同情的，是慈爱的。
He demonstrated a holiness that hates sin but loves the sinner.
耶稣所表明的圣洁是恨恶罪，但是却爱罪人的。
He loved the sinner to the point of giving his life for him.
他是如此的爱罪人，以至于他把他的生命为他们献上了。
By eating with the lost and broken, Christ portrayed the intensity of the Father's love.
所以通过和这些罪人一同吃喝，耶稣描绘了神爱的伟大呀。
His table fellowship with sinners was a demonstration of the wideness of God's compassion.
他在这餐桌上表达了神爱的广大。
He demonstrated that the door of God's kingdom was open for everyone.
他显明了神的国的门是为每一个人敞开的。
Jesus befriended publicans and sinners and was criticized for it.
那耶稣公开的和这些罪人们成为朋友，和他们交往，并且为他们而受到批评。
He genuinely cared for them, knowing full well the price he would pay for doing so.
他真诚地爱他们，他也明知他要为他们所付上的代价。
His love flowed out to sinners before they got their act together, and even if they never did.
他的爱已经流淌向这些罪人，甚至在他们还没有任何行为之前。
He was much more eager to forgive than to condemn.
他相比于定罪，他更加的喜爱赦免。
He scattered mercy in wild excess as if he had an unending supply because he did.
他撒播的怜悯就像他没有一个终点一样，事实上他也确实没有终点。
The Bible says that God's mercy reaches to the heavens.
圣经说神的怜悯是直通向天国的。
The scriptures affirm for good reason that his mercy endures forever, and it says it 40 times.
那这个圣经说神的怜悯是无尽的，他有40次提到了这一点。
We never read in the scriptures that God is rich in wrath, rich in justice, or rich in power, but it does say that he is rich in mercy.
圣经没有说神是满有愤怒的，满有公义的，圣经却说他是满有怜悯的。
It was this boundless generosity with mercy that scandalized the Pharisees and the religious people.
那正是这样无尽的、没有边界的怜悯，冒犯到了这些法利赛人。
It's what offended the elder brother.
这也是同样冒犯到这大儿子的东西。
It was too excessive, too generous, too free.
这个太轻易了，太广大了，太多了。
There's a song that says, "Our sins, they are many. His mercy is more."
那有首诗唱到说，我们的罪是很多的，但他的恩典更多。
God's mercy is greater than our mess.
他的恩典，他的赦免要比我们所犯的错要多得多。
God's mercy is greater than our sin.
他的怜悯要比我们的罪更多。
His mercy is bigger and wider and deeper.
他的怜悯是长阔高深的。
The Pharisees found that hard to believe.
这些法利赛人觉得这个是很难让人相信的。
And that became a real problem in the early community of believers.
那这个在这些初代教会的弟兄姐妹中间确实成为了一个问题。
Let's go for a moment to the book of Acts, chapter 15.
我们看，来翻到《使徒行传》的15章。
This chapter deals with a crisis that had arisen in the early church.
那这里在就是在这里他们在应对一个在初代教会要面对的危机。
When the church was born on the day of Pentecost, the Spirit came down on a large number of Jews in Jerusalem.
在五旬节的时候呢，教会被建立，神的圣灵降到了很多的圣徒身上。
At the beginning, all the Christ followers were Jews.
那最开始呢，所有的这些跟随耶稣的人都是犹太人。
They dressed like Jews, they talked like Jews, and they ate like Jews.
他们穿的像犹太人，他们说的话像犹太人，他们吃的也像犹太人。
The early church in Jerusalem was a community comprised entirely of Jews.
那初所以初初代教会最开始是完全由犹太人犹太人参与的。
But then something happened.
但接下来有些事情发生了。
The gospel spilled over into non-Jewish territory.
就是福音传到了这些不是犹太人所居住的领地。
Gentiles started coming to faith in Christ.
外邦人开始相信耶稣了。
Gentiles had always been looked down upon by Jews.
外邦人对犹太人来说都是下等低贱的。
Gentiles were pagan, they were immoral, they were idolaters.
那这些外邦人在犹太人眼中呢都是淫乱的，都是像猪一样的。
And now some of these pagans had become Christ followers.
但现在这些就是这些低贱的，他们却成为了耶稣的跟随者。
And the Jewish Christians thought, oh no, these immoral Gentiles with all their pagan ways, they're going to have to radically change their lifestyle.
那现在这些犹太人认为，像这样低贱的外邦人，他们如果信主了的话呢，他们要完完全全的改变自己的生活。
And they said, if we don't teach them the law of Moses, this is not going to turn out well.
如果我们不教导他们摩西的律法的话呢，这就是不对的了。
These ungodly Gentiles will have to learn about the law and clean up their act and go on the narrow path.
然后呢，他们认为这些外邦人必须要顺服摩西的律法，去洁净自己，走上那条窄路。
Acts 15:1 says, "And certain men came down from Judea and taught the brethren, unless you are circumcised according to the custom of Moses, you cannot be saved."
有几个人从犹太下来教训弟兄们说，你们若不按摩西的律条受割礼，不能得救。
Some of the Jewish people took it upon themselves to teach the converts that they needed to follow the law and do things right.
所以这里有几个犹太人下来去教导这些外邦人说，他们不能就是不按摩西的律条生活。
Verse 2, therefore, when Paul and Barnabas had no small dissension and dispute with them, they determined that Paul and Barnabas and certain others of them should go to Jerusalem to the apostles and elders about this question.
所以第二节，保罗和巴拿巴就与他们大大的纷争辩论，众门徒就定规，叫保罗、巴拿巴和本会中几个人为所辩论的上耶路撒冷去，去见使徒和长老。
It says here that there was no small dissension and dispute.
在这里说他们大大的纷争辩论。
That's Luke's very polite way of saying that it got pretty feisty.
那这是路加就是非常文雅的方式去说他们几乎打起来了。
Sparks were flying.
火花四溅。
They almost came to blows.
他们就几乎就要打起来。
Paul and Barnabas had quite a run-in with these Jews who were laying the law on the new converts.
那保罗和巴拿巴对这些人是非常的生气的，就是要让他们受割礼，按照摩西的规条。
Verse 5, but some of the sect of the Pharisees who believed rose up saying, it is necessary to circumcise them and to command them to keep the law of Moses.
所以五节，唯有几个信徒是法利赛教门的人起来说，必须给外邦人行割礼，吩咐他们遵守摩西的律法。
These were Pharisees that had been converted. Pharisees, do you remember them?
所以这些是法利赛教门的，他们是法利赛人得救了的。
That was the group that Jesus was addressing in Luke 15.
这正是在路加福音15章耶稣所谈话的对象。
Some of them had become believers in Christ.
其中一些人呢，成为了耶稣的信徒。
And they followed Christ, but they hadn't managed to throw off all of their Pharisee ideas and ways.
他们开始跟随耶稣，但他们还没有设法丢掉他们所有这样法利赛人的思想。
So a special meeting was called in Jerusalem to deal with this matter.
所以在这里，在耶路撒冷有一个特殊的会议要举办，为了应对这件事情。
We won't take the time to read the whole chapter. I encourage you to do so later.
那我们不会花时间去读整章经文啊，但是我鼓励大家这么做。
But the leaders came to the conclusion that God saves Jews and non-Jews in the same way. It's all by grace.
但这些使徒和长老这些领袖们最终得到一个结论，就是耶稣救犹太人和救外邦人都是同样的方式。
Law keeping has nothing to do with it. It is grace what saves.
遵守律法不能使人得救，只有神的恩典是使人得救的。
And it is grace that changes and transforms people.
是神的恩典去改变人。
It wasn't easy for the first century Jews to step from law into grace.
那对于这些第一世纪的犹太人来说，想要从律法迈到恩典中是比较困难。
And there were some difficult moments as Jews and Gentiles tried to walk together as God's people.
那在外邦人和犹太人想要一起，就是作为神的跟随者一同同行的时候，有一些很艰难的时刻。
And fortunately, the early church recognized that the gospel was all about the grace of God.
但是幸运的是，初代教会认识到了神的福音是完全基于神的恩典。
The elder brother in Luke 15 had a hard time coming to terms with grace.
那在路加福音15章的这个大儿子，他很难去接受这样的恩典。
He was a Pharisee to the core, and this banquet of grace was not at all to his liking.
所以他是一个完完全全的法利赛人，这样的一个宴席是完全不讨他喜欢的。
And as a result, he missed the party.
所以结果就是呢，他错过了这个宴席。
It was a marvelous banquet, but he wasn't there.
这是一个巨大的宴席，但他却不在那里。
Let's notice three things about the elder brother.
我们要在这个大儿子身上注意到三点。
Here's the first one. He did not understand mercy because he was locked into a system of merit.
第一点就是他完全不认识怜悯，因为他被一个这样一个报仇的系统所锁住了。
God's mercy will always frustrate those who have built their lives upon a system of merit.
那神的恩典总是使那些一直认为我做了什么就应该得报的这样的人，受困于这样系统的人而感到沮丧。
The gospel cuts right through our systems of merit and makes a new way for sinners based on the grace of God.
那神的恩典呢，切断了这样配得这样报酬的系统，然后带领我们最后得救。
God is not looking for those who have tried hard and behaved themselves.
神没有在寻找那些努力想要表现自己的人。
This is not a work hard program where you have to earn points with God.
这不是一个努力然后在神那里得分数的事情。
This is all about grace.
这完全都是关于神的恩典。
Grace is God's extreme goodness for those who deserve exactly the opposite.
神的恩典是恩典是神他的恩典是神他极端的这样美善的表达，因为他给到的是那些完全不配得的人，是配得相反，配得审判的人。
It is God's love for those who are not very lovable.
是神的爱给到那些并不可爱的人。
It is God accepting us when we were not very acceptable.
是神接纳我们，当我们并不是很配得接纳的时候。
It's God discarding the point system and loving us when that's the last thing that we deserved.
神，这是神不管这样的评分系统，他就是基于他的爱接纳我们。这，然后这样的评分，这样的爱是我们最不配得的。
We have trouble understanding that, don't we?
我们很难理解它，不是吗？
The sheer freeness of it all astounds us.
那这样白白给出来的恩典使我们感到惊讶。
The Bible says in Romans 6:20 that where sin abounded, grace abounded much more.
在罗马书的六章二十节，在罗马书的六章二十节讲到，因为你们做罪的罪之奴仆的时候，就不被义约束了。
In Romans chapter 5 Paul talks about this.
在罗马书的五章，保罗提到了，讲到了这个。
Romans 5:1, therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ.
五章的一节，我们既因信称义，就借着我们的主耶稣基督得与神相合。
Through whom we have access by faith into this grace in which we stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God.
我们又借着他因信得进入现在所站的这恩典中，并且欢欢喜喜盼望神的荣耀。
Where does the believer now stand?
所以现在圣徒们站在哪里呢？
He stands in God's grace.
他站在这恩典中。
That means that the privileges we enjoy are not dependent on our goodness. They are dependent on His grace.
对，这告诉我们，我们现在所领受的这些，并不是基于我们的好行为，而是基于神的恩典。
They are not dependent on what we do, but on what Christ did.
它不是因为我们所做的，而是因为耶稣为我们所做的。
We enjoy His blessings without having to earn them. That's what grace means.
我们享受他的祝福，却不是我们赚来的，这就是恩典的意思。
That's what the elder brother couldn't understand.
这也是大儿子不能理解的地方。
He missed out on grace because he was too busy accumulating merit.
他错过了恩典，因为他太想要就是赚得这样的报酬了。
Here's the second thing about the elder son.
那现在是第二点关于这个大儿子的。
He missed the joy of being a son because he was too busy being a servant.
他错过了作为儿子的喜乐，因为他太忙于就是作为一个仆人了。
Look what it says in Luke 15, verse 29.
我们看一下路加福音十五章的二十九节。
Lo, these many years I have been serving you.
我服侍你这么多年。
Serving you literally means working like a slave for you.
服侍这个词，它的原文的意思就是像奴隶一样为你工作。
He put in long hours and he worked hard.
他工作的时间非常的长，而且很辛苦。
He was a good worker, but he was a lousy son.
他是一个很好的工人，但他却是一个不称职的儿子。
He really didn't know his father.
他完全不认识，不知道，不了解他的父亲。
He didn't love like his father.
他不像他的父亲一样爱。
He didn't have a close relationship with him.
他和他的父亲没有一个很紧密的关系。
He saw him as a boss.
他把他作为老板一样对待。
He thought that his father wanted his service and didn't understand that he wanted his heart.
他认为他的主希望他服侍他，他却不认为他的主是要他的心。
Now earlier that day, when the younger brother came home, the boy had a speech prepared.
那早一点，在这个小儿子回家之前，他准备了一番话，想要讲给父亲。
And one of the things that he was going to say to his father was, make me as one of your hired servants.
那其中一句呢，就是把我当做一个雇工吧。
He thought that some good hard work would get him back into his father's good books.
所以呢，这个小儿子也认为，一些好的行为可以让他回到他父亲关系里去。
He was going to work up a storm and earn his father's favor.
他要像一个旋风一样工作啊，然后为了去赢取他父亲的喜爱。
But if you look closely, you will notice that the father never let him say those words.
但是如果你仔细看的话，你就发现，父亲并没有就并没有让他把这段话说出来。
The father did not want him back as a servant. He wanted him as a son.
这个父亲不希望他的这个小儿子回来像一个仆人一样，他希望他作为一个儿子回来。
His father did not want him back so that he could work hard on the farm for him.
他不希望他回来只是为了在农场上为他努力的工作。
He wanted him back because he loved him.
他希望他回来因为他爱他。
His love was not conditioned on hard work and service.
他的爱不是基于一个人努力的服侍他的工作而来的。
The Father loved him because he loved him, period.
父亲爱他只是因为他爱他。
The elder brother never understood that.
这个大儿子从来没有认识到这一点。
He missed out on being a beloved son because he was trying too hard to be a servant.
他错过成为一个蒙爱的儿子的机会，因为他太过努力想要成为一个仆人了。
I hope none of us make that mistake.
我希望我们之中的没有任何一个人犯了这样的错误。
And here's the last thing about the elder son.
现在是关于这个大儿子最后的一点。
He lived in the father's house, but he did not share the father's heart.
他住在他的父亲家里，但他却没有分享到他父亲的心。
The son did not understand the love that was in his father's heart.
这个大儿子从来没有理解过就是他父亲心中的爱。
He did not share his father's joy.
他没有分享到他父亲的快乐。
He did not look at things the way his father did.
他看事情和他父亲看事情不是同一个方式。
His father's heart was leaping with joy.
他父亲的心快乐的要跳起来了。
He's delighted and he's thrilled that his son has come back.
他无比的快乐，无比的激动，因为他丢失的儿子回来了。
And he says in verse 32, it is right that we should make merry and be glad.
32节后面说，所以我们理当欢喜快乐。
The elder brother didn't think it was right. He thought it was wrong.
但是这个大儿子不认为他们理当欢喜快乐，他认为这完全是错误的，我们不应该欢喜快乐。
He's angry.
他很生气。
He's upset.
他很焦躁。
What a contrast there is between the father's heart and the heart of this critical, angry son.
我们可以看到这个批评论断的大儿子和他父亲的心中有一个多么大的反差。
The boy did not understand his father's heart.
这个大儿子并不理解他父亲的心。
He did not understand his father's love.
他不理解他父亲的爱。
During the Vietnam War, there was an American soldier that went missing in action.
那在越南战争中呢，有一个美国士兵，他在一次行动中就是迷路了。
When the family could get no news of him, the older son flew to Vietnam to find him.
是失联了。于是呢，就是这个家里人得不到他的一点消息，于是他的哥哥就飞到越南要来找他。
Risking his life, he searched the jungles and the battlefields for his lost brother.
他就是冒着生命的危险去搜索了这些丛林战场，为了要找到他的弟弟。
That was a dangerous place to be.
这是一个非常危险的地方。
But he was never hurt because those on both sides had heard of his dedication and respected his quest for his lost brother.
但是呢，他却没有在这场战斗中受伤，因为双方，他就是敌我双方都听到了他的故事，都尊敬他为了寻找他弟弟所付出的这样的心。
Some of them called him simply the brother.
所以很多人就称他为兄弟或者哥哥。
This is what the elder brother in the parable should have done.
这就是这个比喻中这个大儿子应该做的。
This is what a true elder brother would do.
这是一个真正的哥哥会做的事情。
He would have said, Dad, my younger brother has made a mess of his life.
但他却说，爸爸，我的小儿子做错了这些事情。
Let me go and look for him and bring him home.
他应该说，我的小儿子做错了这些，我的弟弟做错了这些事情，让我去寻找他，把他带回家吧。
His inheritance has been wasted and is gone, but I'll bring him back and share my inheritance with him.
他浪费了他的资财，但我会把他找回来，和他分享我的资财。
Brothers and sisters, that's what the Lord Jesus did for us.
弟兄姐妹们，这就是耶稣为我们所做的。
When we were lost, he came to find us where we were.
当我们失丧的时候，他来寻找我们。
How beautiful to see a Christ who came to seek the lost and raise up the fallen.
那看到这样一位寻找失丧的，去兴起那些跌倒的人的基督，是多么令人 开心的。
He came to heal the sick and to weep with the broken.
他来去医治那些受伤的，去和那些悲伤的人同哭。
Is there anything more beautiful than to see him bleeding and dying on a cross in order to rescue us from our sin and shame?
看到他为了我们的失败，为了我们的羞耻，在十字架上流血受伤，有比这更美好的事情吗？
Listen to what the Bible says in 1 Peter 3:18.
我们来看一下彼得前书的3章18节。
For Christ also suffered once for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God.
因基督也曾一次为罪受苦，就是义的代替不义的，为要引我们到神面前。
This story ends, and we don't know if the elder brother came around or not.
这个故事结束了，我们不知道大儿子最后回到了这个宴席中没有。
We don't know if he joined the party or stayed outside.
我们不知道他最终参与了这个宴席，还是停留在外面。
Wouldn't it have been great if the elder brother had changed his attitude, apologized to his father, and came into the banquet?
如果这个大儿子能够改变他的态度，向他的父亲道歉，并且参加这个宴席，该有多好！
Wouldn't it have been great if spotting his brother across the room, he runs to him and throws his arms around him?
如果他能够奔向他的兄弟，然后呢，紧紧地拥抱他，该有多好呢？
Wouldn't it have been beautiful to see the two hugging each other with tears of joy?
如果能够看见他们带着喜乐的泪水彼此抱在一起，该有多好！
That's what grace does.
这就是恩典所做的。
That is what grace does.
这才是恩典所做的。
It teaches us to forgive and to love and to bless.
它教导我们如何去赦免，去爱，去祝福。
It teaches us to give to others what God has given us.
它教导我们去给到别人神所给我们的东西。
It teaches us to love others because God loves them.
它教导我们去爱他人，因为神爱我们。
Our relationship with God starts with grace, and it continues with grace.
我们和神的关系是因着恩典开始的，它也是因着恩典继续的。
You don't have to come with all your goodness.
你来到神的面前，不需要带着你自己所做的一切义行。
You don't have to come with promises to work hard.
你不需要向他保证我会努力工作。
You can come with all your sins.
你可以带着你一切的罪来到神的面前。
You can come with all of them. It doesn't matter what they are.
你可以带着一切这样糟糕的事情来到神的面前，不管它是什么。
The person who can't believe, he can come with his unbelief.
一个不信的人可以带着他的不信到神的面前。
The person who can't understand, he can come with his confusion.
一个不能明白的人可以带着他的困扰来到神的面前。
The rebellious man can come with his rebellion.
一个反叛的人可以带着他的叛逆来到神的面前。
The one who is troubled with bitterness and resentment may come as he is.
一个充满苦毒的人可以就像他所示的那样来到神的面前。
The one with moral failure may come with his failures, knowing that Christ will forgive and continue to forgive.
这些满是失败的人可以带着他们的失败来到神的面前，知道神会赦免，而且神会一直赦免。
Maybe that's what you need to do.
也许这就是你们应该做的事情。
Come as you are.
像你所示的那样来到神的面前。
Come and trust the one who died and rose again to give you peace with God.
来，然后相信那个死而复活的，他可以给你和神的和平。
Take him as your Lord and Savior.
接受他作为他你的主和救主。
Take him as your only hope.
接受他作为你唯一的盼望。
You need to come and join the party.
你需要来参加这个宴席。
Have you noticed in this story, it says that they began to be merry.
你有没有意识到他们开始被赦免。
It never says that they finished being merry.
但他却从来没有说过这样的赦免结束了。
Because this party, this banquet of the kingdom never ends.
因为这样的宴席，这样的宴席开始了，但从来没有说这样的宴席结束了，因为在天上这样的宴席也永远不会结束。
This is the one party you don't want to miss. This is the greatest party of all.
这样的宴席是你绝对不想错过的，这样的宴席是世界上最好的宴席。
And praise God, this is the only party that will never end.
赞美神，这是唯一一个永远不会结束的宴席。
May God bless his word to us. Thank you.
愿神祝福他的话语。
Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Jürgen. Now we have some time left of you. If there might be questions, for Jürgen.
Let's pray.
我们来祷告。
Lord, we want to thank you for these wonderful stories.
主要我们要为这样美好的故事感谢您。
The fact is, Lord, that it's hard for us to understand God.
主要我们事实上我们想要理解您是很困难的。
And you've been very gracious toward us in telling us these stories so that we understand his actions and we also begin to understand his heart.
主啊，但是我们感谢您蛮有恩典的把这些故事告诉我们，让我们可以看见他的行为，我们可以理解他的心。
And we find it thrilling, Lord, that the stories in Luke 15 tell us that that you love all four of those characters.
主啊，但是我们很高兴的能够看到在这些比喻里面四个您都爱。
You love the lost sheep, you value the lost coin.
您喜爱就是您爱那丢失的羊，您也就是把这丢失的钱币看为有价值。
And we marvel that you love the prodigal who went so far away.
主啊，我们也很惊讶的看到您爱那已经走的偏离正路很远的浪子。
But we're thrilled that you love the elder son too.
那我们更兴奋的看到您也同样爱那大儿子。
And so we remember the verse that says God loved the world.
所以我们记得您说神爱世人。
And that means, Lord, every single one of us in the world, we thank you. Each of us can say, you love me.
主啊，所以这意味着世人，意味着这世界上每一个人，所以我们每个人都可以对您说您爱我。
And Lord, we're disappointed that the story says that or does not say that the elder son returned to the Lord.
主啊，我们有点失望，并没有看到这故事最后结尾说大儿子也愿意悔改。
His heart was heavy and he would not go in to the father and to the party.
他的心很沉重，他不愿意去参加他父亲的宴席。
So Lord, our prayer is that everyone listening to us this evening, both in this building and on Zoom, will say, Lord, I want to return to the Father.
主啊，所以我们的祷告是我们在座的还有在 Zoom 上的各位都能够对您说，主啊，我愿意回到父亲的面前。
Grant us, we pray, the humility of heart to say that and the wisdom of decision to say it's right and therefore I must seek the blessing and the house of the Father.
主啊，求您赐给我们谦卑的心，也求您赐给我们智慧，能够做出这样正确的决定，能够说我一定要看到父亲的参与父亲的宴席。
So again, Lord, we give you thanks for these stories, for the truth that tell us that there is a God of love.
主啊，我们感谢您赐给我们这样的故事，感谢您借着这故事告诉我们的真理，就是神是爱。
May each of us recognize that God is a God of grace, and may each of us come to him for forgiveness and salvation.
主啊，愿我们每个人都能够认出来神是那位有恩典的神，也愿我们每个人都愿意来到他的面前去领受他的恩典和赦免。
And we ask this now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
主啊，我们的祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Thank you.